Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you so much for tuning into the Holderness Family Podcast.
Podcast. A little bit of a game show host. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Right?
I mean, they're all good.
This is good.
But this is like, there has been a fundamental change in our marriage, I want to say.
It's possible. Like, I think we're inspired. I am inspired. You seem energized. There is then the obvious necessity to
follow through
act afterwards, but right, it's like one of those things, like you hear a really good sermon and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna be a better person, or you like get out of a nutritionist, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna eat better.
I'm gonna eat a lot of vegetables
and then pizza. But today's guests, I think they hit the nail on the head that it's not just about what they're experts in, which is organization, but also in like putting the onus on you to maintain that. And I think that was important.
Today, we are talking to Clea and Joanna from The Home Edit. I know you know them from Instagram and their hit show and all that. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, if you could, if it's not too much trouble, I hate asking for anything, but if you could, subscribe and leave a review to this podcast.
We got an awesome recent review. And look, the name is just as good as the review. Her name is Her Majesty Queen Mima. I love that name. And she said, thank God for Kim and Penn. I listen to them every morning while I get ready for work. They make me smile, laugh, and sometimes I even get aha moments. They are so funny, but even better, they are relatable. They make you feel normal. Kim and Penn are like that perfect cup of coffee for your soul in the morning.
Aw.
Love you both.
I get uncomfortable hearing nice things about me. That was like too uncomfortable to read out loud, so I made him do it.
Well, that's what today is all about. Because we're going to bring it back down to us disagreeing on things.
So anyway, thank you for the review. That was like very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
Clea and Joanna met through a mutual friend and they actually tell the story. It's quite hilarious. And then soon after they became business partners and they created The Home Edit. Their goal was to reinvent traditional organizing and combine it with design and styling. In addition to offering organization and styling services in cities across the country, Clea and Joanna star in the Netflix series Get Organized with The Home Edit. They've written two best-selling books. They have product lines all over the place that I'm so excited to hear about. And they really are helping people live better through a more organized life. Welcome, Clea and Joanna. We are so excited to have you.
We are so thrilled to be here. Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'm so thrilled that you guys are here. So excited. Super fans, obviously. But first, Clea, can you give us a little update on your health and how you're doing and how you're feeling?
Yes, sure. So I am now 3.5 weeks post my double mastectomy. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in March. So I underwent my double mastectomy April 8th. You know, I'm feeling pretty decent, all things considered. A week after my big surgery, I had to have a second surgery to kind of clean up some stuff that was not necessarily making it But I, you know, in the 3.5 weeks after, I'm feeling pretty decent. Joanna's seen me a bunch and
she's incredible.
She can vouch for the fact that I'm alive.
I'm going to also vouch for the fact that you're absolutely incredible. Every time I see her, I spend at least 15 minutes on the front end and the back end telling her that I can't believe who she is as a person. She's just a marvel. Honestly, I'm just so amazed.
I am not a marvel. I'm just determined and persistent. So I am just like, well, you know, I will be down as long as I need to be, but I have to like rejoin the living because this is just it's not going to work for me otherwise. I do start chemo in a few weeks. So of course, I'm sure I will have a handful, if not several handful of bad days. But you know, as my oncologist likes to remind me, those bad days equal a whole lifetime of living. So I'm just going to take them in stride. I've already decided that whenever I feel like crap, I'm going to eat something delicious that I want. I'm going to watch something terrible on TV, and I'm probably going to online shop. So I feel like that's how I'm going to cope.
What does that say about me that I do those things anyway?
We all like, do. All do. I'm super curious. Right. What is your go-to terrible television watching?
So the thing is, I actually pride myself on not watching terrible TV. I don't watch very much TV. I'm like one of those annoying people who's like, I just like books. But I do get very into certain shows. So it's like, it needs to just be an addicting show, like Inventing Anna, or right now we're watching The Dropout. Pieces of Her we just watched. Like I will 100% at night watch an episode or two of a show with my husband or something. I just don't tend to watch that much TV. So if I'm just going to be laying in my medical reclining chair, as sexy as that sounds, for, you know, a few days every week or two, then I just decided I'm just going to put on like whatever Real Housewives franchise that I've missed for the last 15 years and just watch that.
And I will say, when you made your announcement, I have to say I was really moved by when you said, you know, you had a minute of why me, and then immediately that flipped to why not me, because you have the support and the resources, and quite honestly, you're so damn determined. So that was really touching, I thought, and I really just admire how you're attacking this, and I'm thinking about you all the time, and yeah, you kick ass.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that I don't think a single person's ever been diagnosed with cancer without being like, how in the world did I get this? You know, like of all the people that I'm looking at right now, how did I end up with this? But it is true. I mean, I think that, again, 1 in 7 women get breast cancer. So this is not an uncommon thing. And I think that if I can take the place of someone else, then I am more than happy to do it because I have, again, every single thing at my disposal. And I'll tell you what I've been thinking about. I have the very good fortune of having this incredible company and all the support that comes along with it. And my friends and my family and Joanna and all of our people that we work with. And I don't know how like a single mom would do this. That's what I think about. I'm like, how do you deal with your own illness and still have to maybe work 2 jobs and pick up the kids and get them ready in the morning? And I have the good fortune to be like, I think I need a nap right now and I can take one. Yeah. I don't know how, that's been on my mind a lot. So when I say, why not me? I mean it. I'm more than happy to take the mantle if it means somebody else gets spared.
Yeah. And I will say it is overwhelming, especially in this country, just like the weight of the cost of healthcare and all of those things. And that's a whole separate podcast, but I am so glad you're feeling well. And we're always checking in for updates. And so because you do have this amazing company and this amazing friendship with Joanna, talk to us. Okay. Let's back up for a second. Sure. First of all, I need to tell you that my husband, who is, if you've seen any of our content, is ADHD, a little ADHD, a little scattered. We're very, very different, but that's why it works. He was like before this Zoom interview.
Yeah, let me jump in here. Like if we talk to like someone about, who is like an exercise specialist, I'll do like 100 push-ups before getting on this podcast. I don't know why. I'm like this weirdo. Like when I go to the dentist, this is the real truth. I will floss my teeth the day before after not, I mean, I'm not flossing them for like 4 months.
You're an extra credit kind of a person is what you are.
No.
I'm
like a way behind guy. I'm like, maybe if I floss my teeth right now. So I swear to God, about 3 minutes before we went on this Zoom call,
Wi-Fi was failing, by the way.
Like a random coffee mug and there was some like
a steak knife
on the floor. And there was just a steak knife sitting on the desk where I edit. And I just started walking around picking them up. I'm like, I feel the need to organize just a little bit before talking to you guys, because I'm so far behind like other people when it comes to this.
No, Penn, I am with you. I am so with you. I am so the person who flosses right before the dentist, hoping that it will somehow make up for all of the times that I didn't do it. Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you do it, it would be like, I am the best flosser that there ever was.
Bloody gums.
Most flossing credit for all floss teeth of all time.
No, I actually worry that my bloody gums are going to give me away.
They always do.
I think about these things. If I am going to do like a photo shoot, or God forbid I work out with a trainer, I'll do like 6 sit-ups.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, okay, done.
So that being said,
we sound alike, which is interesting that you run a home organization business. So what's the deal with that? Are you like secretly a slob?
No. It's the one thing that I've channeled all of my abilities and energy and effort into.
Okay.
That's why I don't have time for anything else. I can't do sit-ups because I'm only focused on this one thing.
I gotcha.
So, okay. It started with you guys, as I understand the story, correct me if I'm wrong, you're introduced through a friend of a friend, you meet and you're like, we're amazing. Let's start a home organization company. Like that's how it happened. Let's take it to Instagram. Is that how the story started?
It really actually is not how the story started.
Oh, tell me.
Yes.
Clea loves the story.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my favorite story. If honestly, our next book might just be about the story because I could tell it so many different ways. So Joanne, you are correct that we were introduced by a mutual friend.
Okay.
That mutual friend was my very first friend in Nashville. I had just moved here from Los Angeles, did not know a single person, moved here for my husband's job. And I was just feeling a little like out of place and not knowing what to do. And I told this new friend who I met on Instagram. That's what adults do. You have to meet friends on the online machine because it's like, how do you meet new friends in a new city when you're like, you know, 35 years old. Mm-hmm. So actually, why did I just date myself? I'm pretty sure I was 33. Anyway. But she told me, I told her I wanted to start a home organizing business. And she was like, well, I have a friend named Joanna. She just moved here from California about a year earlier. Same with me. She moved from San Francisco, but for her husband's job, she had an organizing business in San Francisco. How amazing if you guys were to do it together. And here I'm feeling like, wow, this is meant to be. This is just like fate. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Introduce us. Meanwhile, Leah gives the same pitch to Joanna. And Joanna's like, absolutely not. I don't need new friends. I don't need a business partner. Never have I ever. This is not going to work. And so she went as so far. Leah was like so positive that Joanna was going to say yes to me, that she invited me to a party that Joanna was having for like
It was a networking party.
Leah invited me. Joanna said I couldn't come.
It wasn't quite like that.
You said no.
It wasn't exactly like that, but it wasn't exactly not like that also.
What was it like?
Yes, it was like that. No, it wasn't not like that. Is that what you just answered?
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Yeah.
What she means is that I wasn't allowed to come. And so anyway, I get wind of this. And I was like, well, maybe she'll at least just go to lunch with me. Like I could use a friend, even if she doesn't want to go into business with me. And I also know that I'm extremely charismatic and she stood no chance. So it's fine. I was like, let's just go to lunch and like, she'll come around. Sure enough, we go to lunch, we sit down together. And 4 hours later, we just got up as business partners.
It didn't even take 4 hours.
No, the moral of the story is that I was right It was our first disagreement and I won. And
wow, that's a dangerous
and you know
moral.
What? The past is really precedent. So that's all I have to say about that.
I mean, it was a one-off. That's all.
Oh, I love it.
It was a one-off. But I mean, the truth of the matter is literally the second we walked in and sat down, I was like, oh, 100% this will work. 100%. Yeah. I just knew.
We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm married to my business partner, and that presents its own sort of trauma.
Sure.
So what was it about each other that you were like, okay, we can run a business together? Because not everybody can.
No,
let me just say this. You're absolutely right. Not everybody can. And Joanna, by the way, does feel like a spouse at this point. So I do understand that feeling. But, you know, the thing is we just sat down, and without even knowing what we were doing, we dove right into like strengths and weaknesses. What are your skills? Like, do we have anything duplicative? We were never like, so tell me about summer camp in the fifth grade or whatever. Like, we were just dove right in. And I think it was just a gut feeling. I don't really think we didn't know that this was going to work. I mean, I think we were just both like, I mean, Joanna, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we were both like this. We feel in our gut that this is right. And if it isn't, like, what's the harm? Like, it just doesn't work.
That's right. It was either going to work or it wasn't. And both of us, and I think that's actually why it works, is because we're so the same and so different in the right exact ways. I mean, the same type of person. Clea and I both moved to Nashville for our husband's job without like even a second thought. We both had never been to Nashville, either of us. We both moved sight unseen. We had two kids exactly the same age, and we were both picked up our lives and just moved because that's just who we both are. Like, we feel something and we do it. And I think this business was no different. I mean, it's just we react and we go with our gut, and it seems to have led us to the right place.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's just been the weirdest thing.
Well, I mean, fast forwarding, you guys have gone with your gut. You've created this whole vibe surrounding organization and also style. It took off at Instagram. It made a Netflix show that is well viewed.
You hang out with Reese Witherspoon.
Right. You're like hanging with Reese. So like fast forwarding to now, here you are. And now that you're with us, we want free advice about our lives. That's the only real reason that we had you on.
We basically invited you to be our organizational marriage counselor.
But I do think our listeners are going to learn kind of how they make their magic, because this may be their biggest challenge ever.
You guys, seriously.
But before I get to specifics about us, can I just ask, when you guys go on this show and when you started getting inside people's homes and businesses, was personality something that you had to understand like deeply before you figured out how to fix it? Because Kim and I have two very different personality styles, and different things relax us and different things make us anxious. And we had this conversation before we came on. A lot of that is related to order, and it's not exactly the same philosophy for both of us.
I think that that's 100% correct. And I think that it's not dissimilar. Every single person is so unique and so different, whether they're married to each other, whether they're living next door, whether they've never met. Every single client of ours is so different. Their needs are so different. And I think that what makes us really good at our jobs, honestly, is that we ask a million questions. We know the questions to ask that people don't know to offer up. Like they don't come to us with this information. We have to really dig and dig and dig, because every organizing solution is custom and bespoke to that person or that household. So again, we have to just come armed with as many questions as possible to get as many answers as possible. And then we go into our bag of tricks to create solutions based on the personality types. But I mean, it's all so different, you know, I mean, from adults to kids, to spouses, to roommates. I mean, it's just, everything is so unique and so situational. So I think that honestly, what makes us good at our jobs is that we are really inquisitive people. Mm-hmm. And I think we care really deeply about getting it right and not just getting it to a place that we would be happy with, but something that's actually sustainable and maintainable for our client, and even not even just the person who hired us, but for everyone in the house. And we get pretty obsessed with it. So mm-hmm.
I think that
makes us good at our jobs.
Right. We definitely ask 1 million questions, because Clea is exactly right. I mean, a family wouldn't necessarily know to say, I don't want my 4-year-old to reach the snacks. They, you know, that's not something they would necessarily come to us with, but that's a question that we would want to ask, because that will make sure that we put the snacks up high. Or like, how tall is your husband that these crackers are up here? Oh, okay, 6'5". All right, well then it makes sense. But I mean, understanding how somebody lives in a home is part of the key to having long-term maintenance.
Yeah, and I think what Penn was talking about before, you know, I am somebody, I mean, I'm very open. I, you know, deal with anxiety. So I need things in order, and I'm a very tidy person, although my systems, probably I need professional help with that, because I think I'm not as organized as I am tidy. I just like to throw things away. So yeah, like my favorite day at my house is like trash day, because I just like throw things away. And God forbid, if you go on vacation, I'll pull your trash cans out and I'll put my trash in your trash cans.
Totally.
Because I'll just throw everything away. And so I can't even start working or writing unless everything is, you know, clear.
Yes.
And then Penn, who's an immensely creative ADHD, works better in a little bit of chaos.
Well, yeah, isn't that, I think I've heard that before from other people. And so Kim and I have not only tried, I think we've succeeded on some levels in understanding the other person's needs and wants, and trying not to like instill our, except for the fact that right now she doesn't like the fact that I'm fiddling with my glasses.
He's stretching his glasses, like the frames of them.
They have springs on them. It's going to be okay. Now during this conversation, Kim is upset that I'm fiddling with
my
glasses.
Those are really expensive. And he's like,
these are $2 readers.
Oh, okay.
They're $2 readers with springs on them.
But still then you have to go to the store and get new readers. Anyway, go ahead.
Do you guys have any idea that you just replicated a conversation that Joanna and I have every single day?
Go on.
Joanna has
these dumb, stupid readers, okay, that yes. she got for yes. like $8.
They were more than $8. They were more than $8.
Whatever they were, I am a person who actually wears glasses,
yes.
who needs them. I am nearsighted, I am farsighted, and I have terrible astigmatism. I have worn glasses my whole life. Meanwhile, newbie cum numers over here with her peepers is just always with her smudgy fingers.
Oh my gosh, these are, I mean, you guys.
She holds them in her hand like she's a toddler, and she's like, she like rubs her fingers in jam and then like puts them all over her lens.
Sounds really familiar.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? We were at lunch today before this, and I was like, can you please clean your glasses? This is killing me.
Penn is cleaning. Our cameras are off, but Penn just cleaned his glasses on his t-shirt as you were saying that, because you cannot see through his glasses.
But here's what just happened. What just happened was, not only was it exactly what's happening to Clea and Joanna, which is why we're all going to be best friends, but what just happened was, I was trying to express myself and you couldn't even listen to me.
This is
because I was gently stretching my glasses out.
No, but so, I can't concentrate because of his glasses. Anyway,
let me get to the crux of it. Okay. There are things that give Kim anxiety. The one of the biggest things is disorder. And so I try to help with that, right? Order gives me anxiety. You guys, I'm sorry.
That's insane. That's crazy.
I also don't believe it.
But I look at order and I feel the need to uphold it at this point. And so, and that
so the act,
I can get over it.
So the order doesn't bother you. It's the knowing you have to maintain it that bothers you.
It's the pressure.
I just see my clean office and I'm like, this is going to be bleeped up in 15 minutes. And like, so why am I even, yeah.
So I'll tell you why. Because what you're doing, and it's actually what Kim alluded to already, is that you guys like it, or Kim at least likes things very neat. But the systems aren't there. And that's for you, Penn. If the systems are there, nothing should be, it should be plug and play. Like there should be absolutely no energy or effort into anything that's happening, because there is no mess to be made. If something has a home, it just goes there and you don't have to think about it. But if something is just neatened up, then because there's no actual system for you, it's just going to revert right back to where it was. And
like, what's all over the desk?
Can I tell you? We'll turn our. You guys don't have to turn your camera on. Can we please turn our camera on to show?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on.
And by the way, most of this stuff I didn't bring up here.
So there is a stack of costumes that include
two bacon.
Okay, hold on, you guys. We have to figure out how to do this.
Our coffee table. This is better for us to just explain to people. Our coffee table has two blankets, a highway worker's vest, and two Halloween bacon outfits on it. Off to the side is a jam box from 1982.
Bacon costumes and a towel and a doctor's outfit.
Yeah. And then, like,
where do those live? Like, where? What's
in
obviously
our,
those are
in our
costumes.
Attic over there. That's our costume storage.
There's also just there's lights everywhere that, like, when people are done with them, because we shoot here.
A soup container that we used as a sound effect. A boom box that was a prop.
Okay, so the attic, I have questions. Is it a mess to go in there? Like, what's the barrier to entry as to why things aren't being put back?
There's a door there, and it requires about four seconds to open the door. And once you get into the attic, there's like the stack of costumes is like not in order.
But so it's people just bring stuff up here and they leave it here.
Yeah, so definitely there's no system.
And
so
this is my office. So like,
Clea's nailed on the head.
Okay. Yes. So that's
but
that's
I will
issue.
Say you get a little bit of a pass because these things are for what you do, which is creating content. And Joanne and I are very lenient when we have our second book is actually called The Home Edit Life, but it's the juxtaposition to book one, which is how to organize every room in your home. Book two really leans into the things that occupy our lives because, you know, we have a whole section for like the things that you need around you for work. And it just depends on what your job is. You know, like if you're a beauty blogger, you're going to have more makeup than average person has. And it can get cluttery, you know, but it's like, it's for your job. If you're Rachel Zoe, your closet is going to be overflowing no matter how many times you have the home edit come in and organize, which is four times.
I was going to say, I think I've watched you do it twice. So
So, you know, but these are things that are just, you have to give yourself a little bit extra patience in those situations. Just like in my house, pretty much everything is perfect, but there are certain amount of props that I have to have on hand because we have historically shot a ton of content in my house. So I have a cabinet with like, you know, some extra bins and things, and it is in its place. So I'm okay with it. It's its own home, but it's staging product. It's things that, you know, like it just everyone who brings their work into their home is going to have those extra things. So I give you a little bit of
a full pass as to why they have a bacon costume. I don't think there's any question about that.
We have two. There are two right here.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. You're two different sizes if you need two.
Yes.
But I think that they just need a system of where to go back so that you can both live in harmony in that office. Because Clea's right. I mean, these things are for your work. So there's no reason that they have to go. They just need to be put back in a methodical way.
And the people who work in our, like, because we will have days with, we had a whole crew here today. They know where to put it back. So it's not just on me to figure out the system. So that is my next question, because you're talking about, you know, you sometimes have work that comes in your home for content, stuff like that. Where, like, do you guys have a junk drawer? Like, where do you put all your crap?
Oh, yeah, you have to have a junk drawer.
No, like, we're like,
no,
what, you get
no,
a stack of
no.
mail. Like, this is my kryptonite.
They don't
get
have a junk drawer.
Stack of mail,
they just said they don't
get
have a junk
packages,
drawer.
People mail you things. What do you do with
those
all your crap?
Things.
Yeah. All right, you take it, Clea, and then I'll add.
That's, first of all, it's not crap when things come in. No crap is going to be in this house. Absolutely none. We have a drawer that's like your miscellaneous drawer, your general drawer. You can call it whatever you want, your all-purpose drawer. And that has pens, pencils, tape measure, a garage opener. I can tell you exactly what's in there. Packet of gum. You know, it's like the things that actually belong in what people call a junk drawer.
Right.
The reason why I don't call it a junk drawer is because I think that no one should have junk in their house. And if there's stuff in that drawer that is not completely intentional and purposeful, then you should get rid of it. So I think that, you know, you can have a drawer. Everyone has that drawer in the kitchen, or maybe the adjacent desk that's next to the kitchen or whatever it is. It's okay to have that kind of a drawer, but the concept of having junk in it is an absolute no-go for us.
Right. And the way that we always think about it too is that this is valuable real estate in any home. I mean, think about how much you're paying for those square inches of the drawer, and what are you throwing in there? Like old matches? Like what? Like, let's talk about it. What's in that drawer?
So,
is it business cards that no one needs anymore? Things like that.
We have like a box of thumbtacks in there that, and I don't think we have anywhere to like apply a thumbtack entire house.
The blackout curtains.
Oh, well, but then that should go somewhere else. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I have a one word question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wires.
like computer. We have computer wires everywhere and it drives me bananas.
Oh, I don't like it either, but I just don't know how to get around it.
They have little things. Babe.
You just got to move stuff. But you got to move stuff.
Cord wraps. You just get cord wraps.
Yeah. See, that was easy.
And just make sure that they're labeled so that everyone knows whose is whose and what is what.
Don't be afraid to get rid of a cord that no longer belongs to a device you own.
No.
Everyone has this crazy fear of getting rid of like a charger from their, you know, 2002 BlackBerry. I'm like, we don't have to be afraid of this. Like, it's not coming back.
Right.
So just get rid of it. Same thing with your old iPhone boxes. I mean, I need to do a TED talk about this. No one's ever needed it. Zero people have ever needed it.
All right. This was a one word question. It's now like a 75 word question. But here's my thing.
Okay. This welcome to his TED talk. He throws away no old electronics.
Well, because every once in a while, it's like, if only we had blank. And electronics, they don't. You know, so I've found places to store them. My big wire issue is I have one of these beautiful Vera desks, these standing desks, and they have this cute little
two of them.
They're great. They have this cute little bucket you can put your wires in. The bucket's not big enough, and so I've got wires everywhere. I've got multiple machines in order to edit with. I've also got audio equipment. I'm kind of a nightmare. You guys or me or someone needs to invent like some sort of thing, not a wrap, but like a box that looks like someone's hand warmers. I don't know. Just take all of the boxes and just, or like the wires and eat them up. The other thing they need to invent is for like an iPhone charger, the wire for the charger. It needs to be like one of those things that if you pull it, it'll just zip and they'll like go back to nothing.
There is a box that you can get for the ground that hold like 10 different wires.
Okay.
That hide it. It's like a white or a black or a wood looking box.
It just holds wires. I'm down with that. Yeah. That will solve a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are really good. We use them a lot actually. I mean, I think that cord wrappers for not things that are plugged in, but for like those extra charging cords are so monumentally helpful.
Uh-huh.
But then a cord box for all of your actual plugged in devices.
Oh, that would really help.
Two of them if you have so much. It's so helpful.
They really are.
Yeah. Okay. I just took up a lot of your time. I'm sorry.
The other thing too is I think categorizing what those electronics are for. So are they for props or are they, because it sounds like you don't get rid of them. Is the reason because like we got to dive deep into the reason. If they are for props, then we need to have a place for them in the prop closet.
I got you.
You know, versus. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sort of the photographer, editor, and audio mixer, as well as the video editor. And there's just a lot of stuff in my office. But like, honestly, it's all the wires go to the same place. And it's this just gross looking thing on the ground. So your box is very useful.
Yes.
Great.
I will send you a link.
You guys are being so helpful. So I have to say, I obviously watch the show, but do you find that a lot of your work turns into marriage counseling sessions or is it just us?
You know what? Actually, shockingly not. Well, first of all, you guys are in a unique situation.
Yes.
You are not just married, but you work together in like it seems to be almost daily capacity in terms of all the content that you pump out. That you have a very different situation than most people have. Situations when we called in, I would say that one of the partner one of the partners is the one who's obsessed with organizing and the other doesn't really care one way or the other.
Yes.
They don't really, they're not like fighting the system. They just don't care.
So then how do you maintain the system if one person's just like not really into it? That's my question.
Well, there are two things because I mean, like, name me one child that is like super into keeping up an organized system. Like, it's not, you'd be hard pressed. You know, it's like there are kids who are obsessed with our show, which is like so gratifying. I can't even tell you, but they tend to even like organization in like other parts of the house, but have a hard time in their own room. You know, like that is a very common thing. So, you know, I think that the most important thing to do is the person who cares about the organizing. So in my home, that person would be me. spoiler alert, it's me. And I spend a lot of time, energy, and effort in creating systems that are plug and play. And my kids and my husband, who is a saint, but my kids who are not, you know, they understand the system that's there. And Joanna and I have a rule where, you know, first of all, you create a plug and play system. The person on the other side of the system needs to be held accountable and responsible for the system that you put in place. It does not mean that when they put things back in that home, that it has to be absolutely perfect. That's more of like a me issue, not a them issue. Mm. It's a them issue to put things away in the proper place because I spent the time to create it. So
That's an example of that
we always say is like, let's say you put bins in the mudroom for them to put their shoes away. If they just chuck their shoes in their own bin, you know what? They've done their job. If I want it to look a certain way and I need to go in and prop the shoes up nicely so they're like file folded in the bin, that's a me problem. That's not a them problem. So it's really separating out what is the responsible way to live in a household, especially one that you've organized and you put your energy into creating for them. And they need to be respectful of those systems. But again, like Joanna and I also always say, we make our kids make their beds in the morning because that is a responsible thing that they need to do to live in our household. But we also go back in after them to remake it because it's not up to our standards. That's an us problem. You know, that's not on them. So that's the thing. So it really comes down to a look, I'm doing the work. I'm putting in the effort. I'm putting in the energy and I'm going to create an organized system for you to live in. All you have to do is throw it back in where it goes. That's it. And that's a normal, reasonable thing to expect of someone. It's not going to be as perfect as you might want it. And then you have to decide if you want to spend the extra time and energy kind of making it the perfect way you want it. But
that's
it's about setting up reasonable expectations.
It is. Absolutely. I was just going to say it's reasonable expectations and holding people accountable to what is reasonable for their situation and also making them respect what your level of effort that you've put into the system is.
So funny, we came into this, or I did come into this, thinking that we just needed to go to the Container Store and buy like $400,000 worth of plastic stacking materials. But what I'm hearing from you guys, and this is actually this is encouraging to me, is that really it's a behavioral thing, right? It's how you make the most of what it is that you have. So I'm wondering, since you guys have this great product line, if you should have some sort of like manual for almost some way to motivate people to use it the right way.
Well, they have two books and a show.
That's true. No, yeah. You guys have that. I'm just thinking like at the point of service, you almost need like when you buy it to have a QR code that just has you guys
like
saying,
a video with a
okay, congratulations, you've bought our product, but it's going to be totally useless if you don't do the following things, which I think, you know, would be useful.
Well, that is why actually we have a 4-step process that we really swear by. And because the last piece is, well, the second to last piece is contain. So the first one's edit, because first of all, there's no sense in organizing things that you don't no longer need, want, or are going to use. So you always want to get rid of things first, and they can go to donation. They can go into the trash, whatever they need to do. They need to be edited out to only have the things that you love, keep, or need or use.
Love, need, or use, not keep. Keep is the do if you,
Yes, sorry.
Do you want to finish the other step?
Yeah, I'm into this. I love a list.
So it's edit, categorize, contain, and maintain. And maintain. So the edit is obvious. It's the purge. It's removing all the things in your house that, again, no longer serve you. You don't need them. You don't use them. You don't love them. And if they, you know, and we have that list because, you know, not everything is a trash item, even if it doesn't, even if it's not exciting. I mean, we all need like toilet brush cleaners, you know, I mean, like, I don't love it, but like, we have to have them. So, you know, you have to kind of do that thinking in your brain, ask yourself those questions, and you have to do the edit. The categorizing is, again, if you're looking at a pantry or if you're looking at a junk drawer, whatever it is, kind of grouping like items together. And when those like items are grouped, you might also be like, well, wait a minute, I don't think I need all of these bags of flour. Like, most of them are half empty, or, you know, things like that. So once you do the categorizing, you tend to also edit out a little bit more. And then the containment is really about, it is about bins. It is about, yeah, you know, all of our things that we kind of suggest, but you don't have to go and buy all sorts of items. Even if you want, if you wanted to organize on a $0 budget, editing is the biggest thing you can do. And when we talk about, when we talk about containment, you could have a cabinet be your containment. You could have a single shelf be your containment, because what the containment really is it's holding you accountable for that space. You can't exceed it. If you're exceeding it, it means you're not using what you have. It means that there's probably like a product graveyard, but behind it, in terms of, you know, all the things that are just kind of collecting dust and taking up space. So that, that containment is really, it's the key to kind of holding all of your systems together. It's not just for aesthetics. It's really like, okay, this is where I keep all of my baking supplies or all of my, my dinner items, my breakfast items, whatever it is. And if I'm exceeding this space, then I have a problem. So
and
that's
also,
really what...
It, right. And I would say too, that the containment marks the difference between being tidy and then really starting to organize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
again, that's the system.
That's
the containment is the actual system. Yeah. And then the maintenance is, we, you know, of course, maintain rhymes with contain. So that's what we put in there. But we, there are several different things that you can do for long-term maintenance. One of them is really honestly labeling. A labeling system is really, really powerful. Again, if you have a bin that's labeled cereal, I mean, what anarchist would put pasta in that bin? Like, what absolute lunatic ever do that?
Penn, I think, put a whole bunch of like shelled pistachios in our cereal bin, which is why he's like rubbing his forehead right now.
Penn, you better quickly be like, it's an oatmeal topping. Like, you better
I was about to say,
justify.
Why not put some of it on oatmeal? I could totally go for some pistachios in my cereal. I love pistachios.
But you know what? But Joanna and I will, on. You think I'm joking? We always are like, we have to litigate it to
We do.
Ourselves.
Every single thing. Yes.
It's always the litigation station. And we're like, okay, like, so we have dried nuts and we have dried cranberries. You know, there's no obvious, is this a snack or is this a breakfast topping? Like, we have to like argue it back and forth to determine what, how it is actually contained, how it's labeled, and where it is on the shelf and the flow. Is it go, does it go with snacks or does it go next to breakfast? I mean, when you, there is not a stone that gets on, that is not unturned.
No, you have to sell it first to yourself and then you have to sell it to the other person, which is a big challenge. We litigate.
It's pretty hard to do. It's pretty hard to do.
But I've gotten a lift from just listening to you guys. And I want to, I'm saying this to my wife.
I'm so excited.
Well, just hearing, no, because I told you that this gives me anxiety to see something clean, especially like when I organize, you know, all this stuff. Cause I'm like, people are going to come into our house and they're going to throw it all over the place. So I think like, you just gave me an actionable list of four things. And I think we do that with our coworkers.
Yeah.
And we say like, here's, like, because they're part of this shared space. And we say, I'm not saying it's not mostly my fault. I'm sure it's mostly my fault. You guys know.
No,
I'm
but
a slob.
If we have to bring a 12 props, like they should be able to know where they go back.
Right. But, and I also
That's
just
right.
sitting, I'm looking around my office and I'm seeing like, if I've put a label on that bottom drawer that said music, like piano pedals, that would be gone. And I'm looking at all these things that they would fit into place. And I just need to see a picture or the name, because my brain doesn't, it doesn't care until it does. And it mostly cares because I don't want my wife to go nuts. I mean, that's the wrong term. I don't want my wife to have anxiety, and I understand that's part of it.
Well,
The other thing I'll caution you against, though, just in case this it can be taken a step too far, which will then backfire. So you don't want to get too specific with your labeling system, because what happens is then you back yourself into a corner. So say you have a bin that says Rice Krispies. Well, you come home with Special K. What happens? It goes next to the bin. And the same things you can be said for if you say this bin is just for rice. Well, what happens when you come home with quinoa? you're stuck. And then you put the quinoa next to the bin because you don't know what to do. You're paralyzed when you get home from the grocery store. So the best thing you can do, is, especially while you're just setting up just broad systems, is to keep the categories loose and broad. So instead of saying rice or quinoa, you would say dinner. Because then you come home and you're like, okay, this can be dinner, this can be dinner, this can be dinner, as opposed to like backing yourself into a corner.
I'll tell you a trick. If you ever want to organize your pantry, every single pantry can be organized with six labels. It's breakfast, dinner, snacks, sweets, baking, and cooking. Every single thing in a pantry can be labeled with six labels. Then if you want to go a little bit fancier and you want to do some canisters, let's say with like flour, sugar, brown sugar, almond flour, you know, whatever it is, you can always do those little vignettes, but you can keep it so simple, and every single thing that you bring in from the grocery store can be divided into those six labels, and just with bins, just open bins, doesn't have to have a finicky canister system. You don't need turntables if you don't want them, or can risers, or, you know, you can organize something so simply. And I think people look at our Instagram and think that everything has to be complicated. And I think that it's a barrier to entry because of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be. It can be really, really simple and effective. And I think that, you know, we always kind of point to kids and the way that they learn how to organize. It's really not dissimilar from the way adults need to learn how to organize. It is a really simple system that tends to be more general than it is specific. And if you think about, and kids are always going to lie to you and tell you they don't know how to put the room away, but like they learned how to do it in pre-K. All right. Like that is the bottom line. Like there is no preschool teacher that is doing all the cleanup themselves. Like they teach the kids how to do it. And it's because everything is pretty general. It's like nothing super specific. It's bins labeled blocks, you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be labeled the brand of block, you know, like it can be these kind of loose, broad terms. And I think I think people get really hung up on the organizing process because they think it's really complicated. And actually the most, I think, effective organizing systems are pretty loose. So, you have to take that step and then everything else is really simple.
I cannot thank you guys enough because used the right words with my husband that the next time we organize the pantry,
they made a list
that I am going to have the help of my husband because I'll organize it, but I don't think I create the best systems. And then if they unload the groceries, which is that's their problem, and it all goes everywhere. So I'm so excited.
Well, baby,
send us a video with all your equipment parts and everything.
We will.
We'll do it.
I mean, I'm glad you brought up the pantry. Like that's sort of the central part of our house. That's probably more important than my office. My office is being used only by me, but there's all these kind of communal areas that they mean a lot. And you know, like we did this one, like sort of early trip to the container store to get things to organize our refrigerator. And I'm still like upset. Just because I think like we have this container for eggs and Kim's like, well, I can see when we're out of eggs, but it holds 15 eggs.
And it holds like 18
eggs. It's the size of 3 dozen eggs.
That's not true.
It is. And they look great, but we just have so many eggs that we have to put in the refrigerator. So I know I need to let that go. Right. But every time we get our groceries brought in, it looks like it's ridiculous how full it is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Number one, why are you eating that many eggs? Do you eat eggs every day?
We do. We eat a lot of eggs in this house.
I love eggs also. And I have the same egg bin. Is it our egg bin?
It's your egg bin. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Right, I'm sorry.
So let me I'm going to tell you a couple tricks.
Okay.
First of all, with that egg bin, it does hold 18 eggs. Right, Kim. And, but you can actually unload a whole additional carton of eggs by putting in between each of the eggs. You can fit one egg again. So you can do two layers of eggs in the egg bin.
Wait, what?
Now, yes.
Okay.
So the egg goes in each.
Yeah. And then, I stack the eggs. Yes. I think that's what I do. Yes. I think that's what I do.
And then in between all the eggs, you can put additional eggs. So you can fit kind of like a second layer, like a parfait of eggs in your egg.
I feel like that's what I do. Yeah. Cause I'm like stacking the eggs. Yes.
So then another good tip. So the egg bin comes as a standalone bin that has a lid on it.
Right.
But yes, we also make these drawers that are sold at the Container Store, and the insert for that drawer unit is this. I think it's called just the fridge drawer. But the insert to that fridge drawer is the same exact size as the egg bin. So I actually take the insert out of the drawer and just have it as a freestanding bin and put the egg bin inside the drawer so that I don't have to take the lid off every time I need an egg. I can just slide the drawer out and I can stack things on top of the drawer case. But then I don't have, because right now you can stack things on top of the egg lid, but that means you have to take everything off of the egg lid to get into the egg.
I think that's Penn's problem. Yes.
I've got lots of problems. Annoying. I've got lots of problems. Look, that was the one thing I do like. So Kim will do the thing where when she has those boxes and everything's in the fridge, it looks so shiny and new and great. And then we just don't maintain it. Like, as I don't do it, my kids don't do it. Kim, you guys, Kim is in a minority in this household. I think that's important to know.
I'm feeling that. But I'm seeing that take shape in front of our very eyes.
And it sucks for her.
One thing that I do want to say is that I want you guys to cut yourself some slack with the fridge, because the fridge is the hardest place to maintain. It has fridge is tough to maintain. It takes some tricks. It takes some getting used to, and it takes a lot of discipline. But number one, the fridge is the fastest in and out cycle in the house. Yeah. Like, you know, dry goods can last for so long. Fresh goods obviously evaporate much more quickly, but keeping your fridge organized is actually really a test to yourself in terms of like what you're actually using and going through. And it really helps you to not overbuy groceries. It helps you to actually see what you're using at a much faster rate than like even in the pantry, because the fridge, no matter who you are, no matter how big your fridge is, I mean,
it's only so big.
It's only so big. I was going to say, except Kim Kardashian's fridge is a walk-in, but most people don't have a walk-in fridge. So, you know, we're all kind of working within roughly similar dimensions. Even if it's a huge fridge, it's still not, you know, again, aside from Kim, it's not a walk-in, you know, it's still just a fridge. And we all struggle with those, the in and out of what's in there. So it's important. Again, labels really help in a fridge.
Super broad, just designate zones, you know, have bins for kids' items that they can grab. You know, we put labels on the door of a fridge to designate beverages, condiments, sauces. I leave an entire area in my fridge that's usually pretty blank, but it's for leftovers, you know, food storage containers, things like that. It doesn't always look like Instagram worthy, because, you know, a leftover guacamole is not like going to make, you know, the cover of our next book. But I mean, it functions really well. And I guarantee you, if anyone opens up even a remotely organized fridge, they're very impressed, because, yeah, you know, a fridge can be a real graveyard of food. So I think organizing it just really helps streamline that. It's not always going to look perfect, and that's completely fine. But
right, it's not all Instagram. Yeah.
Is really helpful, honestly, in maintaining all the food you bring into your house. So I think it's a really good test.
Wow. Speaking of Instagram, you guys have the most beautiful Instagram feed at The Home Edit. I'm sure everybody listening already followed you, but if not, what else? Where they can find season 2 of your show on Netflix. You have a magazine. You have, what else? Where else are people finding you right now?
We have a planner line right now at Target, which we're very proud of. That just got released about a month ago too, right when the show came out. Yes, we have.
I love a planner. I'm so excited. And the product line
send you some. Oh my gosh, they're so great.
I love a planner.
They're so cute.
And I'm actually in the market for a new one, because I feel like my other one has been failing me. And I love a paper planner because I love to write things down.
We did just have this podcast about how it's not in the planner, it's in the planning. Remember that from last week?
I don't.
And you were talking about planners.
I know, I love planners.
And she was like, you know, anyway, but we're getting their planner. Let's get their planner.
Yes, we'll get your planner. Yes. And then
we'll send you a planner. We'll send you a photo of all the different kinds. You tell us which cover you like.
Yeah, there's so many cute ones. And then we just launched our line of organizing products. We call them edits at Walmart, which is very exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. Okay.
That has been such a game changer for so many people, because really, it's allowed us to democratize home organization in a way that we never could before. It's so accessible to everyone and available in every state in the country, and, you know, every big city, even small cities. It's really exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah. I mean, there's Walmarts everywhere, and that I'm sure it's at a great price too. And that was Penn's, you know, issue walking into the Container Store. Is a little spendy, but I'm like, you have to spend money to see that I won't then spend more money. It'll save us money. I had to do like the math equation.
Right. Yes.
I also think that your well-being is worth like putting resources into. I do believe that.
Mm. You're cute.
That's very nice. But honestly, here's another thing too. First of all, no matter wherever you're buying our product or buying somebody else's product for that matter, I think that the way we always like to think of it is it's not like redecorating a room. You know, it's not going to cost you what like a couch and chairs are going to cost you. So it's a fraction of that, but it really brings order to your home in a way that in the long run is super satisfying, really, really helpful. And honestly, if you do it correctly, it's not like, you know, it's not like something that you have to keep buying all the time. Like these products are going to last forever. You know, I mean, like these items, they're all recyclable if you ever wanted to get rid of them. But honestly, no one does. Mm-mm. Because I mean, you can use them, right. Even if you decide to, even if you move and you're like, wow, these don't fit my pantry anymore. Well, they'll fit under a bathroom sink or, you know, in the laundry room or, you know, it's like they're good wherever you go. And they're good. And we designed ours to fit most dimensions because we do want people to use them around their house and not just for a specific thing. But for Walmart specifically, we did create these edits, which kind of are trying to take the guesswork out. So like, we have like the laundry edit, the pantry edit, and while they can be used in any room of the house, at least we just wanted to kind of jumpstart the ideas of what they could be used for and where they could go. And so we have imagery and so forth associated with it. But like our pantry edit, I think it's 8 pieces in the pantry edit, or maybe it's the multi-purpose edit, but they're, you know, 8 pieces is $24.98. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing from a price perspective, and it's incredible quality. So we're super proud of that, and I think it's really been I've just seen such a difference in the amount of people who are messaging us and sending us photos of their organized spaces. I think it's just hitting so many more people, which is really just amazing.
Exactly.
Well, I know this is the first time we've actually talked, but I feel like I've been friends with you guys for years, even though you didn't know
it. Oh, we feel the same. And cheer you on with the Amazing Race and congrats.
Thank you.
All of your videos. They're so, so good. And we just think you guys are the best.
Well, yeah. I'm starstruck that you've even seen our videos. So thank you.
Oh my God, they're amazing. I can't even imagine the amount of work that goes into each one. I mean,
I literally think about it probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Yes.
How in the world are they? I have no idea how you can pull this off.
It's amazing.
Coming up with
content that is creative and new and interesting and funny and well edited is so hard. And you guys do it in such a seamless, amazing way. So congratulations on all you guys do.
You are very so sweet. Kind
we,
to say that.
We pull it off by having a great team around us. And I know you guys know about that. We pull it off by having like a very honest and funny and beautiful wife who does a great job with all this stuff. But mostly we pull it off with a completely disheveled home. And
look, something's gotta go.
The next time you ask that question, how do they pull this off? The answer is disheveled.
Just
home.
Don't open a closet. And
seriously,
teeth are flossed.
Yeah. Once they were flossed. And now, but I'm gonna try this for, I mean, you gave me a list. ADHD people love lists. You gave me a list. You gave me, I can remember this. I can walk away with edit, organize, then contain, what was the contain and maintain. I can remember that. I can like use that.
And then I get to go shop and buy things to do all those things.
I mean, remember what they said, really, you like first you edit and maybe you don't need
all that
stuff.
I excel at the edit. I excel at throwing things away.
It sounds like it. And honestly, it is we always say it's the most important step. That's why we put it in our name. So even if all you do is edit, you are head and shoulders above what like 90% of homes look like.
I throw away children's artwork. I'm like, that's great, sweetie. Like when they're not looking, it just like straight into the trash.
Yeah.
I'm so absolutely ruthless. I can't even tell you. I throw things out before they even like show it to me. I'm like, oh, it's gone.
I know. I sound like a terrible person, but I'm like, is this something? I do keep the things. I'm like, would you show this to your children? Like, And also we've had to clean out Penn's parents. His parents are in assisted living. So we have gone through his parents' house already. And then as I was sitting, going through their house, like, who am I to go through somebody's house? And I'm like, now I know that, like, I'm not going to have, because like some chick my son marries is going to go through my crap. No, I'm going to go through my crap.
I'd like to end with one little story, one little observation. You guys mentioned the Amazing Race. We had an awesome time for it. We went through podcasts explaining what was going on in the race. And I specifically remember January the 6th was our first podcast. We brought up a giant strainer.
January 6th of 2021. January 6th of this year.
Of this year. We brought up one of those.
You can't just throw out January 6th.
I know.
Right. It's like throwing out September 11th.
I'm sorry.
No, not the big January 6th.
I'm saying that to say this was 5 months ago. And we brought up a prop, which was just this like strainer that I banged a spoon on to make like a sound that they have in the Amazing Race. I'm looking to my left and it's right next to me. Yeah, and I still haven't brought it downstairs.
It's been a while. Okay.
And that was January the 6th.
All right. Well, after this call, your one job is to bring it downstairs and put it where it goes.
I need to. Yeah, this is my tooth flossing. But I need to maintain.
Right. Exactly.
Well, now that we're all best friends, thank you so, so much for doing this.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. This is so fun. And we're such big
thank fans. You guys for having us. This was so much fun.
And Clea, we're going to be praying for you, man.
Absolutely.
And thinking about you and sending you all the good juju. And I really appreciate how honestly you're attacking this. And yeah, cancer like has met its match. I mean,
It has. I definitely believe that. I'm going to crush this. I'm going to kick its ass. But also, so far, cancer, 0 stars. Do not recommend. So
zero out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, 0 out of 10 stars. It's not great, but I keep telling people every day, so far, I am managing just fine. And again, I know there are going to be some really bad days coming up. And again, just if anyone sees anything online that I should be buying, just send me links because that's what I'm going to do. That's just how I'm going to handle it. I already have a plan. You know, I'm a planner.
That's what I need.
I just need a plan.
Good luck with chemo.
Thank you.
We will all be thinking about you as you go through that. I will try to send you funny pictures of crap I find all over my house.
He's really good at writing funny songs. So if you need like a funny cheer up song, like where you're
playing. Yeah, I can turn it around quickly. Right. If you need to write a parody for one of your, you know, doctors.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like something that she's going to want to do, but.
Don't tempt me. I don't know. All the things I might come up with when I have absolutely nothing to do, you don't know.
He's written parodies for Friends that are like highly inappropriate, but very funny. So,
okay.
Yeah, if they're not on my platform, like, yeah. I can do some good R-rated ones.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for giving us so much of your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you guys.
Okay, bye guys.
Can't wait to actually meet in person one day.
Oh, you guys, we're in North Carolina. We're not that far.
I know.
So,
yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Next time we're there, for sure. Careful what you wish for. Okay.
Bye. Bye. Penn. First of all, Clea and Joanna, round of applause.
They were great. Did you notice, like, I feel like they are a good relationship. They definitely are different in ways, but they roll right off of each other kinetically. Like, one starts a thought and the other one just sort of finishes it. Mm-hmm. They remind me of Lulu and Lala a little bit, like, in that way.
And I feel like one of the reasons their business relationship is probably successful is because they became friends after they became business partners. Right? That's how the story goes.
Oh, yeah.
So they agreed to be business partners and then they became really good friends and obviously like family now.
And it's probably why they were able to be so clinical in the way that they set up their business. I mean, that was an interesting story of theirs, how they said that they didn't really get into like, what were things like growing up? They got right into like, what are your strengths? What are your deficits?
Yeah.
And they said, what are your duplicities? I'm like, wait a minute, we need to learn how to talk like this.
I know, they have very businessy words.
I think what they meant was, where are the things that, or redundancies, reduplicates.
One of these people has a show with Reese Witherspoon's company and one does
one
not.
Of them just made up a word.
What a joy. And again, it's one of those things where I feel like I've seen them online for so long. I'm like, oh, we're friends, but we've never actually met before. But anyway, the second season of their Netflix series, Get Organized with the Home Edit, premiered April 1st. It was so much fun to watch. And definitely, I will warn you, will inspire you to get organized. And you can visit thehomeedit.com to learn more, and be sure to follow Joanna and Clea on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest for all the organization tips. It's very inspiring. I will say it's very inspiring. And you can shop their exclusive Home Edit collection at Walmart. Now on to our favorite segments. And by favorite, I mean, we just started them a few weeks ago, if you've been listening, where we talk about our favorite things, different segments, you know, you can hear about every week, right?
Funny TikTok videos that she's rocking, scarves for her necklines and dresses with pockets, stuff she discovered and joy that it brings. These are a few of Kim's favorite things.
Well, your favorite things too. So previously...
I want tonight to be all about you, or today, because I love this, like what you're about to say. I'm just here to celebrate favorite thing here.
My favorite things. Yeah. So previously I've talked about like a fun sunscreen I found that like the kids even enjoyed putting it on. And last week I talked about the counter ham we got at Costco. Mm-hmm. It's still alive. By the way, counter ham update, still kicking. My favorite thing today is an actual thing. It was an experience we just had. Carolina Hurricanes. That's where they are, right?
Oh my gosh. You're up to a rough start.
I know. I'm saying like they're not Raleigh. They're Carolina.
Yeah, they're the Carolina.
They're the professional hockey team in Raleigh. And it, like we go to games. And so we actually just got season tickets.
Yeah. And you didn't like, let's just start out here. You didn't go to a lot of games because you did not like.
I get cold.
The temperature.
And so I get really cold easily. Right. And I didn't dress appropriately. So we went last night. It was the first game of the playoffs and I dressed appropriately, meaning I dressed very warmly. And Penn got to sound the siren, which is like a tradition there.
When
they come onto the ice. And it was like really, it was very thrilling. But I was so into it, you guys. It was so, I think because it's like the playoffs too. So there's a lot at stake. And I just kept looking out at the goalies and I'm like, oh, their moms must be so worried right now.
It's a tough job, right?
Oh my God, I would never let my kid be a goalie. No, that's not true.
Did you hear Lola's suggestion about the goalies? She was like, you should just get like a professional sumo wrestler, like
large.
Because they are, first of all, they're great athletes and they're fast, but they're like heroes in Japan. He's like, you should get one of those to play goalie because just, you know, it's a small goal.
But I feel like you have to move around a lot. Yeah. My favorite thing this week is hockey. It's a sport, first of all. And that's not, I was like interested and I was like the entire game, I was riveted. It was a really cool experience with my family.
What did you like about hockey? I'm like very curious because there, I mean, if I take you to a golf tournament, you're going to fall asleep.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Right.
No, I'm not going there.
Even when I sometimes, you know, when we watch, I feel like for me, we can watch basketball. You're okay with it. Football's pretty fun if you're a Florida fan, but there's a lot of stoppage in play.
Here's my thing with watching sports, doing it live as a family activity. Uh-huh. Like I don't know that I'm going to sit on the couch and watch a lot of hockey. I'm not going to watch an entire game from the couch or any game to that matter. But I just loved the family experience. But I have 1,000 things to do, so I'm not going to sit there and watch a 2-hour like basketball game.
Well, it makes me swell with pride that you are a hockey fan. I have been for a long time. I covered them back in the day. I think that the effort that you see from hockey players is insane. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's like any other sport. And so this is the first game of the playoffs. We got a lot of these coming up, babe.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then our next segment, which I don't know if we're going to keep. It's the Would You Rather.
Let's give it a go. Hey,
it's time for everybody's favorite weekly game. Yeah, both of these options are unbearable. Gotta choose one, even though it is terrible. Let's play Would You Rather, starting now. Hey! All right.
We should have had Clea and Joanna do this with us.
I know, but we took like more than an hour of their time, so I didn't want to like ask them weird Would You Rather questions.
We overstayed our welcome. Is that the right term?
Yeah.
I feel like we overstayed our welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but we're all best friends. So, so the question came to us this week, would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week? Hands down socks. I'm one of those people. I am one of those people that on vacation, if I go for an overnight trip, I pack 12 pair of underwear. I don't know why, but just in case, I don't know, for the first time since infancy, I crap my pants or something. I don't know why, but I bring so many. I'm not a re-wearer of the underwear.
Can I ask this as a caveat? I think I'm going to agree with you on this, but I need to make sure of something. Okay. Like wearing the same socks for a month, you can take your socks off when you go to bed.
I'm assuming.
Well, what if they're saying you can't take your socks off for a whole month and you can't take your underwear off, which means, I mean, in the shower, I'm not really sure how that works. If I can take my socks off at night and I can take my, then I'm with you.
Do you know, who was I talking to recently who sleeps with socks on? There's somebody I met who sleeps with socks on.
A guy in my fraternity did that. I think that's,
how do you know he slept with socks on?
Because he wakes up and he gets out of bed and he's like walking to the showers wearing socks and we're like...
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is it weird? I think that's a very weird thing to sleep with socks.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not. I'm sorry to be
You like
very
to have your feet feel the sheets, right? I think that's probably what it is. Maybe this person doesn't like their feet to feel the sheets.
So what are you choosing?
I'm going to... If I can take them both off, well, I can't wait. Oh, I can't see my underwear. I think I'm going to go with the socks. If I can take them off at night, if you have to keep them on continuously, I would rather do the underwear for a week.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. This next segment is Penn's Weird Inventions, which I think he actually came up with one today with Clea and Joanna. Do we need to play the opening just so you can talk to me about it?
Yeah, let's just so we can have the music. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's Penn's Stupid Inventions with no clue how to make them. It's Penn's Stupid Inventions. He really only half-baked them. It's Penn's Stupid Inventions. Please promise that you won't take them. Because he's kind of lazy and hasn't really started on any of these yet. I don't know if this has been invented yet.
I feel like they were telling me it had been invented, but talked about your invention.
So you're talking about the box for the wires? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know how when you have a tape measure and you pull it out and then you hit a button and it stops and then you start the button back and it like sucks itself back in?
Yeah.
I want that for my iPhone cords. And I want that for, I mean, I want that for my computer cords. I want like the spring,
all
cords that have and like suck it back in so that when you're not using it, it just kind of like puts itself back in the wall. In fact, ideally, I would like for my iPhone cord to just be mounted into the wall with that little thing that you pull out and then kind of like a window shade or something. You kind of really quickly tug on it and then it goes back in.
I think the best part of your invention is the sound effect.
Thank you.
Okay. I know we have more segments, but we're out of time because we have to go pick kids up from places.
Oh my gosh. You're right. And I've got to finish editing a video and put the lyrics in it before tomorrow.
Yes. You guys, I love you. And I loved this. And I loved spending time with Clea and Joanna and with you listening. So thank you.
You guys make sure and like, subscribe, leave a review. You were the best for making it to the end of this.
Screenshot and share it on Instagram stories and tag us so I can see you made it to the end of it. Because I don't even think my mom is going to make it to the end of this.
I'd be very excited if more people than your mother made it to the end of this. Although our guests were excellent today.
No, they're going to make it to the end of their interview. And then they're going to be like,
just not the stupid inventions part.
The stupid inventions part.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that was probably unnecessary.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.